Biden released illegal alien, accused of murdering Sheridan Gorman, caught with shank in Chicago jail. By John Binder on May 29, 2026. The illegal alien accused of murdering 18-year-old Loyola University student Sheridan Gorman in March of this year has been hit with additional charges after jail staff found him in possession of a shank in Cook County, Illinois. As Breitbart News has chronicled, 25-year-old illegal alien Jose Medina-Medina of Venezuela was arrested by the Chicago Police Department and charged with murdering Sheridan Gorman in a random attack on a pier at Toby Prince Beach on March 19. Prosecutors say Sheridan was with a group of friends on the pier when she noticed Medina-Medina hiding with a mask on his face and a gun. When Sheridan and others in the group started running for safety, Medina-Medina allegedly fired the gun, shooting and killing the young woman, who was in her freshman year of college at Loyola University. This week, while in Cook County Jail, Medina-Medina was caught with a 6-inch shank, according to the Cook County Sheriff's Office. The charges allege that when Medina-Medina was recently searched in jail, staff found a sharpened piece of metal in his pocket with a handle that had been fastened to it with tape. The news comes as Sheridan's parents, Thomas and Jessica Gorman, recently spoke during a rally in Rockland County, New York, hosted by President Donald Trump. Jessica Gorman said her daughter planned to see the Northern Lights alongside her friends the night she was murdered. She never got to see those lights. Instead, her life was stolen by a man who should have never been in this country. A man who never should have been set free in that community, Jessica Gorman said. And every step the system had a chance to stop him, and at every step, the system failed. And my daughter paid for those failures with her life. No family should ever have to bury their child because public officials failed to put innocent American lives first, Jessica Gorman continued. We did not just lose Sheridan, we lost our peace. We lost our future, we lost the life that we knew, Thomas Gorman said. And no family should have to become experts in immigration failures, release policies, warrants, sanctuary laws, enforcement breakdowns because their daughter was killed by someone who should not have been here and should not be free. Last month, Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee unveiled bombshell internal Department of Homeland Security (DHS) documents showing that agency officials released Medina-Medina into the United States Interior in May 2023, despite knowing he did not have a valid asylum claim. Under the direction of former DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, the documents reveal, Medina-Medina was released into the United States Interior even though he had made no valid asylum claim, had no form of identification, provided no United States contact or address, and made clear he did not fear being returned to his native Venezuela. Just a month after Medina-Medina's release into the United States, in June 2023, he was arrested in Chicago, Illinois, for shoplifting. Thanks to the city and state's sanctuary policies, Medina-Medina was not turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents following that arrest, a move that would have saved Sheridan's life. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.